advice if you got good bait. Here's a little tip that I'd like to relate. I said, man, the fish pie, if you got good bait, I'm gonna fish it. My mama gonna fish it.
Well, is it true, Leaf? Many fishes bite if you got good bait?
Now, I know that to be true, of course, it's, I guess.
It's a fact.
In my world, we're talking flies.
This bait.
Pseudo bait.
I mean,
yep.
It's food.
It's baiting them to bite. A hook food that to you them. Wouldn't want to.
Yeah. It's come bite this. Don't look at that little shiny.
Don't
bit
worry
there.
About that part.
Speaking of, this has got to be like some sort of the time of year. It's like open deli for the fish with big bugs hopping all around.
Mm-hmm. It seems to be that way, you know, almost as voraciously as the bees are trying to collect their food and steal yours. The fish, they're hungry too. You see it in all these, you know, all these animals. And hopefully, you know, it's pointing towards maybe a better winter this year. I mean, I would hope, knock on wood, and
a better winter for the fish, you're saying.
Maybe they're stocking up for something we don't know is coming. Maybe some deep snow.
Well, you know, the thing is, I think it's pretty clear that this is a good insect year. Not just grasshoppers, but a lot of bugs all over the place. They're thriving for whatever reason.
Yeah, so to that point, absolutely. The hoppers have been in full effect. I mean, and so the fish are just all over that. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been starting off the mornings. There's a really nice kind of morning hatch that'll come off. Some PMDs, a lot of trichos. That's a super small pattern that I don't usually work. It's into the 20 and 22 range.
Meaty teeny.
Super tiny. So I usually work, you know, the pale morning duns and the BWOs and just try to go for like a size 14, something that I can actually see to get the tippet through the eye there, you know. And so there's been a really good hatch in the morning.
Yeah.
Kind of at that like 3/4 of the way down, a fairly well developed hole that has some water where these bugs can come off, and you'll see a nice foam line forming up. And before the sun's on the water, you can see a lot of heads up, a lot of fish sipping at those, and then every once in a while a big slurp, and those are kind of the ones you aim for. And I've been doing that until about usually about 10 o'clock, maybe 9 on the hot days, but about 10 o'clock, and then switching slowly into my Chernobyls, kind of trying to make it look like a golden stone. Yeah. I saw a golden stone yesterday that was fully 2 inches long, maybe longer. The thing was creepy, creepy large. I thought it was a salmon fly at first, but just a giant, giant golden stone. And so you can start with those big puffy Chernobyls and try and convince them that's what's going on with that. And then by about 10 o'clock, the blood gets warm in the long legs of those hoppers, and they start springing off the bank.
In that way that they do,
That's
a crazy way.
It just creates an attitude in those fish, too, where it's not like other dry fly where they'll kind of want to just sip at it. They just seem to want to get that whole thing in there in one bite. Maybe they don't want to share it with somebody else that might be looking at it.
Oh, yeah. A little bit of a feeding frenzy type of attitude that goes on. And, you mentioned as it warms up, bugs liven up.
Right.
But everything's warming up, including water temperature. Right. I mean, where are you at there?
Well, we kind of dodged the bullet big time there when like 30 rivers in the state shut down. We were kind of right there under the microscope, and they decided to keep us going. But we've all been paying close attention to that thermometer in our pockets. And absolutely, we're right now in like kind of a 90-degree average air temp, and we're looking at something around that coming up, hopefully getting a little cooler.
A little cooler is what
and
I...
maybe a little precip.
Yeah.
But for right now, like Ryan Fortier down here at the office was talking about, it kind of is a good point in noting that it's more about that overnight temperature, or as much, if not more about that. And when it doesn't get below 60, those fish really kind of aren't getting that nice cool down. They're having a hot night's sleep.
Like
when it's
me.
100 degrees for you at night, or 90 degrees, and you're trying to sleep and you're kicking around in that in those sheets, they're kind of feeling like that, I think, is what I would say. And so they're not getting a whole lot of chance to recoup. And so we're probably looking at, there again, talking to Ryan last Friday, that we're probably going to go into hoot owl. And I gave my opinion as being definitely thumbs up on that idea, because it's just, there's no point in stressing these fish out after that time of the day where they just shouldn't be exercising. And so I've been getting done around 11 or 12 or just watching my thermometer. And once I get, you know, up into the 62, 63 degree water, I'm just usually done. And that's, you know, I haven't really even hit that, but I'm just usually wrapping up about 11 or 12 because it seems to be too bright then.
So,
anyway.
So what, do you know what hours they're going to be putting out there?
The hoot owl hours that the Washington State is going to do are a little bit different than others, a little bit more time for you there. So they're going to go from 2 o'clock p.m., you're going to have to get off the water till midnight. That means you can fish from midnight until 2 p.m. in the afternoon. But that's when you're going to have to get off the water, is at 2.
Okay, so morning fishing is what you got.
Yeah, and like, you know, like we've been talking, I recommend anyway, just what I started at 6 the other morning and got done by about 10:30, 11 o'clock, and that was perfect. Well, and most of our stuff came in the first 2 or 3 hours anyway.
Well, that's the best part of the day anyhow, truthfully.
Oh, it's so nice out there. It's like really, we're wet wading, still not cold because the water is still not that chill, and neither is the air, but the smell is really, really nice. The air is still at that that time of the morning, and you see lots of bug life. The last client I had out, you know, he said that he usually fished banker's hours because he thought it was more of a dry fly, you know, general midday thing. And a lot of people think, being such a clean stream, that we don't have great morning and evening hatches, but we definitely do, especially those morning hatches. Well, it can be a great thing to witness.
Well, you know, that's the thing that you and I cover a lot is you got to pay attention all year round.
Oh, yeah.
That hatch changes. There's new things that come on. Old bugs that have been hatching are changing.
Absolutely.
And then the weather and air temperature, all that stuff affects the time of day a little bit. It can be different.
Day to day, week to week. You're going to be looking at different conditions. So you just, it's always a lucky thing to be able to be over here and just kind of watch it and get lots of chances. But you can always shoot me a ring, figure it out. Okay. And but right now, I'm pointing up.
I was just going to ask you, that's got to be a good place to go. We're talking about going to some high mountain lakes and so on for a lot of reasons, particularly smoke. But get up out of this haze.
Yeah, and I've heard some great reports from Upper Tiffany, Roger, and Oval, West Oval. My buddy Jesse went up there last week and, you know, went through your usual backpacking experiences, you know. taking a little bit longer, I think, maybe to make their way in there.
Getting lost a little bit?
No, I think staying on the trail. It's just, I think the pack gets heavier sometimes as you get further up the trail.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And some mixed weather, but it sounds like you got into a few very nice fish up there at West Oval, and that was one that was on my list this year. And I'm heading off to another one this weekend, and we'll talk about it next week, maybe.
Good. Well, I always like that kind of fishing, just because it's a little bit like I did when I was a kid. I grew up down in the Lacey area around Olympia, mostly lakes.
Yeah.
As I got to be a teenager and went away to school then, I fished streams and rivers and stuff, but mostly around Ellensburg. There's little mountain streams like you see here a lot, and fell in love with that as well and learned how to tie a couple of flies, of which I can only remember a couple. I need a lesson, actually.
Well, hey, anytime.
Okay.
Anytime. We'll sit down, have a beer, tie a fly or two.
Yeah, no, I need to add a couple patterns back in. I can do an ant.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's exactly what I was just going to say. I've been tying up a bunch of ants, hoping that there's going to be some. I know there'll be an ant fall coming up, you know, here in the fall, but sometimes you get a few of those smaller ones during the summer, and that can be a really fun fish.
They never quite go out of style, depending on where you're at.
No, not at all.
So anyway, so we got a hoot owl coming up.
Hoot owl.
And people should probably just be watching.
Yep. You know, we still had phenomenal fishing this week, man. My buddies and I and some new great clients out there and I, we all had some great trips. You just really can't bang your head against that hot wall.
Yeah.
Just got to get out there early, throw at them what they want, and, you know, enjoy the ride, but be careful with them. You know, get them into the net fast, get them back into the water fast, and take care of them.
Yeah. Even though you're out before 2 o'clock.
Oh yeah.
Handle them gentle.
Yeah, always. And even if it's not hot, sometime when it's real cool, just always take care of those fishies.
Yeah.
That's not an infinite resource we got right there.
Yeah.
I wanted to let everybody know that the Facebook Met Owl Fishing Adventures keeps up to date a little bit more daily. We'll always try to keep our blog and our podcast updated at least once a week on the website, so you can keep in touch and see what's going on. If you miss anything, just drop me a line there at flyfishersproshop.com. You'll find the whole webpage, and you can give me a Paul, 509-429-7298 if you want to book some trips or get some tips. So go fishing and get that fish on.
Gonna fish it, my mama gonna fish it, baby gonna fish it too.